Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, a couple of things under this agenda item. First of all, as you mentioned, we held a special session on 18th and 19th of June on rail security with a focus on vulnerable rail users. And of course, I would like to take this opportunity to thank UIC for co-organizing the event and the workshops that took place during the session. Within the topic of vulnerable, I swear I will say it properly sooner or later, rail users, two main topics were addressed during the session. The first one was on combating human trafficking, and the second one on the security of women in the railways. As outcomes, really, and in support of these workshops, documents ECE Trans SC2 2024-5 and 2024-9, as you have already mentioned, Mr. Chair, have been prepared for this session, which provide a summary of the outcomes of those workshops. Firstly, in relation to the topic of human trafficking, the working party welcomed discussions highlighting the importance, this is as part of the conclusions, the importance of combating human trafficking on the railways, with a number of key and important interventions from key stakeholders on this issue. It noted that the follow-up work in this area could focus on a number of specific areas, for example, on assistance on training of railway staff, on awareness raising related to combating human trafficking, on international cooperation between the railways, and improvement of data availability. The working party asked the Secretariat in June, in collaboration with UIC, to arrange for the preparation of recommendations on combating human trafficking on the railways through the creation of a dedicated informal group of experts set up for this purpose. So what you have seen in document number 5 has a framework for this work, for this group of experts, as well as a draft terms of reference identifying the key tasks to reach really a conclusion on a recommendations document. The terms of reference, as I mentioned, are in the annex to document number 5. Member states may wish, of course, to discuss this document and consider whether to start work on this informal expert group. Maybe I will pause there, Mr. Chair, if there are any comments specifically on this first part on the terms of reference for the group on combating human trafficking. Thank you.